It's probably one of the most addicting but healthy things that you could probably do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel that way for a long time. I actually kind of hated it when I started because I love cardio and I hate lifting heavy. I had to kind of force myself, but now I feel like I'm finally, like, after like 7 years at the point where, like, if I don't lift a day, I'm like, meh.
You feel it, right?
Yeah. I actually kind of jumped into my first weight training competition like less than a year after lifting my first weights. But that's like not what you're supposed to do. Like,
do you always work out like a gym buddy partner?
Joanna and me have been working out like every day together.
You don't like to work out alone?
I am so bored when I go by myself, and like also still a little intimidated, as weird as that is, when I go into the gym and it's like packed with
Jenny,
like,
Rich Fit. Yeah, feels intimidating.
In like the weight room when it's like all guys and you want the squat rack and you're like, excuse me, how many sets do you have left?
Well, Jenny, I have some great news for you. Not a single guy does legs in retro. So hello and welcome to the MCM podcast number 34, a podcast brought to you by, of course, Monmouth County Memes, not by Rutgers. It looks like we're, you know, supported by Rutgers. Actually, we kind of are. They fuck with me. They send me that flag. And we're also a proud partner of On the Rocks Media Group, our podcast network. Shout out Alexis. Today's guest is someone really different that I've ever had on. A lot of you guys don't know that I'm really into fitness, and this has been a big part of my life for a long, long time. I think I started in high school. I've always loved athletics and sports, but a few injuries really pushed me into being in the gym. So today's guest is really going to talk to me about her journey in the fitness industry. Her name's Jenny Rich. She goes by Jenny Rich Fit online. You got around 69,000 followers on Instagram, which is 39,400 like 400 more than me. And I do take offense to that.
Oh.
But she is a WBFF pro. She is a physical fitness instructor. She didn't want to say that, like, bartender, you do that on the side as well. But you wear a lot of hats. Thank you for coming on, for one.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. If you could hold that a little bit closer. Don't worry. I clean
these
every time.
Thanks for having me.
That sounds good. And if we have to turn that down, I don't think you're ever going to scream, though.
No.
Probably not going to scream. I might scream. Depending on what you say, I might scream. But
okay.
But how long have you been doing, like, have you been into fitness?
So I started as a cross-country runner in high school.
Okay.
And I got into lifting weights when I met my friend Joanna at, I don't know if you remember the gym Envision in Long Branch.
Right by, yeah, it's where Krauser's was.
Yes.
I used to go there. Holy shit.
Like that plaza.
It was on the second floor.
Yeah, that was the best gym ever.
Open 24 hours per day.
Like brand new equipment, spotless. No one went there.
Oh my God. I fucking loved it because it was one of the only gyms around here that's open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything that goes to that plaza goes to die. Now it's not even a plaza anymore.
Now it's the Reef. So all that new development.
Watch out.
So how, so you said you met your friend there?
Yeah. So I was dating a guy who worked there at the time.
Cool.
And I used to go there and just like run on the treadmill forever, like 9 miles. And Joanna was the kickboxing instructor there.
Okay.
So she used to say to me, like, you spend so much time at the gym running. Like, why don't you compete? Why don't you compete? And I was just like, I've never lifted a weight in my life. I'm just like a runner. So I started like with small like weight training things, but then I got into it from that, and that's where it started.
And now it's just like, it's probably one of the most addicting but healthy things that you could probably do, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel that way for a long time. I actually kind of hated it when I started because I love cardio so much and I hate lifting heavy. So I had to kind of force myself, but now I feel like I'm finally, like, after like 7 years at the point where, like, if I don't lift a day, I'm like, meh.
You feel it, right?
Yeah.
Especially during quarantine. I don't have a home gym. I really wanted one because during that whole time, I went back to retro, but I used to go like to the Monmouth University gym, and now I'm back at retro. I feel like it's just like the worst thing because I see like everyone I like used to be friends with, you know, you hate running into people like that. But you know what I fucking hate? And I'll tell you this right now. Several things. Honestly, I'm a complainer. You're going to see this really quick. I need a sauna. I need a sauna,
yeah.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm. There's no good gyms around here.
LA, so producer Justin, he goes to LA. The one in Homedale is really nice.
Homedale's pretty far from me, though.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's like 30 minutes from me.
Yeah.
They're talking about building one in, I think, Eatontown.
I know. Well, there's a Lifetime that's going to go in Middletown.
Oh, you know what I used to just, I went to, it wasn't, now you got Envision stuck in my head. My old gym was by that movie theater in Ocean Township, and then it freaking closed. It was open 24 hours per day. Ultimate Fitness.
Okay, I never went there.
Really crappy. Not a good gym. Honestly, funny enough, they didn't even tell me they closed. And the only reason I went is because they're open 24 hours per day. But like an old, like, reminds me of like Pearl Street, where not like many amenities, but like Key Club. You can just go in there, lift whenever. But I saw on Facebook, like, this gym was selling their equipment. I'm like, dude, that's my gym. And I was like, I emailed the lady and they're like, yeah, unfortunately.
Well, that's what Envision did.
Yeah, right.
They really just kind of rolled out the equipment.
Well, I think, didn't the lady, didn't she, isn't she the owner, I think, of Retro in West Long Branch, I want to say? I think that's the same lady.
No, that's not the same lady. No.
Okay.
Different lady. They kind of look similar.
They might look similar. Yeah. Because I went there, oh my, that was like, was it 10 to 15 years ago?
Yeah.
For Envision?
Uh-huh.
Because
it was.
It's been like knocked down for like
3 or 4.
It was like
9 years ago.
Yeah, now I'm feeling fucking old. Goddamn. So you said you've been doing fitness for how many years now?
So I started like weight training then, and I actually kind of jumped into my first weight training competition like less than a year after lifting my first weights.
Dude, what like, the fuck?
But that's like not what you're supposed to do. Like a lot of people make fun of people who do that.
Yeah.
But so Joanna had talked me into like competing because she was training for her first show, and it was weird. It was like I started training, and then the guy I was dating at the time was like, oh, the owner of the gym is a coach for girls, like I'll ask him to do me a favor and like coach you. And so it was like an opportunity for free coaching, so I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna do it. So I started doing it, and then I actually ended up breaking up with him.
Oh,
and it was like a bad breakup. And he was like, you're not using my coach anymore. And I was
spiteful.
Like,
it gets dirty.
It was bad. It was like 3 weeks out from my show. So I had already eaten fish and asparagus for way too long to not do it. And I was like crying.
You can't just quit then.
Yeah. I was crying in the bathroom. And Joanna like came in, and we weren't like friends then. She was just like this older woman who did kickboxing there and everything. And she was just like, why are you upset? And I'm like, I don't have a coach now. I can't do it. I like dieted for this long already. And she's like, fuck that. You're going to use my coach and do it with me. And like, I started with her and like did my first show. I was like so skinny and like miserable. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. And then I got addicted to it.
So. Where was the show? I'm sorry. I can't even get my audio right.
No, it's you're okay. Good.
Where was the show?
Good question. I think it was Monmouth University. I'm almost positive it was Monmouth University.
Boylan Gym?
Yes, it was. It was. It was my
Shut
first.
Shut the fuck up.
Competitions were so different then, too. Like, now, like, everyone and their mother competes. Like, then it was, like, mostly foreign girls or, like, Brazilian girls that competed. There weren't, like, any. There were, like, very small bikini, like, categories.
Okay.
So it was weird. It was like not that much competition. I got seventh, which is like not good. Like you're not placing. So
was there seven people there?
There were like 30 people there, but like,
so that's still a W.
But they weren't like, now you come go to a now. Show and they're like, everyone has been training for like
so long.
Everyone looks insane. This show, like half the girls looked like they rolled off the beach the day before and like decided to do a show.
Oh,
and I was one of them. I was like very skinny. And
but
like,
you said you're just a year in.
Yeah.
So you can't be like so hard on yourself.
It was just different. Like it wasn't like some of the shows that I did. Like that was definitely like the most small competition kind of show.
Now, like with that being said, you know, is that with those competitions? Because I know some of the bodybuilding one, like very like they do the tans before and all that. So that's like part of it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. For the NPC, you have to be like so dark.
But I know for some of those, like the beauty competitions, some of them like you don't have to be like tan. Like some of them don't look for that. So it's all like, and that's what I like is like the different categories. Because not everyone is trying to look like super shredded like an Arnold or like a Ronnie Coleman or these Jay Cutler guys.
Well, that's why I switched to the WBFF, because that one was like lighter tans. The girls don't have to be like in the NPC. When I was getting past like, oh my god, I don't even remember what it's called, there's like novice, and then when you place you go on to the next level, and then you can get your pro card, and I'm like blanking right now.
Okay.
But once you get to that level, like competing to go pro, like the girls just have like boulder shoulders, huge quads, like waist this big, but are like all on steroids.
Probably need the
not even on steroids, but like all of them are SARMs. People even do SARMs?
Oh my God, yeah.
I've only heard of SARMs from like guys that I know, but no, I thought girls it was kind of a joke. Too. Really?
No, they're like basically people think they're like side effect free, but they're not. You can get them at like smaller supplements. You can't get them at like a GNC. Uh-huh. You can get them at like a Jersey Shore supplements.
Okay.
But how they get you is like they're not approved for human testing. They're all like lab tested. Like some supplements are. But given, you know, some of them are harsher than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it depends on what you're going for. Like obviously like the Olympia stuff, like I don't know how the drug testing is in the WFF.
Uh-huh.
But like those things, like the other, like, you know, Mr. Olympia stuff, they don't drug test.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the show.
Yeah.
Like, and still even it's kind of not that intense. Like I've done natural shows in the, like the NPC, and they'll do like a drug test at the end if you place.
Yeah. And then just see. And there's like, also like the fact is like these drug tests also, they always talk about like, they can't even keep up with like all these different variations of the drugs, because they'll test for like one drug and then you'll just either take a variation of it. But it is really it brings into the subject. I mean, about like what's so addicting about bodybuilding is that, you know, I feel like because it's your own body, there's part of this like body dysmorphia. You want so bad to look like other people, and you always compare yourself,
mm-hmm.
especially like this Instagram versus reality thing where you'll see like what someone posts on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is, funny enough, I ran into, you know, Barstool Sports, of course.
Yeah.
So Dave Portnoy does all those pizza reviews. So I posted a couple weeks ago, I ran into him, and I have to say, I'm not a huge guy. I'm really not. I'm like 6'1", whatever. I say like, whatever, dating ass, I'm 6'5", but whatever, forget that. But I ran into Portnoy, and fucking funny enough, his cameraman is like 5'2", but he always shoots, funny enough, he shoots Portnoy at an upward angle. And that's like a thing in movies, like they always do to make a guy seem bigger or a girl seem bigger. They'll shoot an upward angle. I came up to Dave. He on Google, it says he's 6'2". What was it? 6'2". Maybe 6'1" or 6'2". The guy might be 5'7".
Wow.
And I was like, so, but that's just the whole thing, like Instagram versus reality. You meet like people in real life.
Yeah.
And just, they're not like that. So unfortunately, it is like kind of fucked up, like when people portray a false version of themselves.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's majority of Instagram though. Like,
unfortunately.
It really is. Cause I do like all of my pictures are like from photo shoots where like I've done my hair and makeup to like
great lighting,
hair and makeup, like your, and then like when I'm like going on dating apps, I don't want anyone to find my Instagram first, because I'm like, I don't want to like be thinking about,
you don't
it
want the followers
think,
dude, come on.
Oh, but
follow
like,
the Instagram on private,
you honestly can't. It works.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, honestly. I have in but, mind add follow mom with county memes. That just works. I want more followers on the page, but
yeah, but like then like you have to wonder, like they're gonna be like, do you look like your pictures?
Yeah, but fuck that.
Yeah.
Because most people don't.
Yeah. And most people really, really don't.
Yeah. I mean, and they're going to post the best shit, especially just on Instagram, forgetting like their face. Like most people like only post the W's that they have in life, like the good things.
Yeah.
They're on a boat. They're at F Cove. They're at fucking DJs on a Friday afternoon. Do any of you have actual jobs? They don't. but they're not going to post them like doing regular shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of that too. Like
everyone is.
When I was competing, I would take all my like pictures like peak week and then just keep posting them for months after. I'm like, I don't look like this at all right now.
Exactly. That's the way. As far as dieting, like for people looking to not even just get shredded, maybe just to lose, is there a certain something that you like? Like, what do you think about intermittent fasting?
I do like intermittent fasting. I don't personally do it just because, like, I prioritize getting my calories and macros in right now just because I'm trying to put on muscle. But I think that diet is, like, super specific to the person and, like, your goals and, like, what works with your lifestyle. I think that there's like a big like force of macro people versus clean eating people out there, and I feel like I'm like right in the middle. because I really feel like macros kind of saved me. Because when I was competing, I was like so strict for so long, just like fish, grilled chicken, veggies out of boxes. And then after, I like gained so much weight after my first show, my second show. Like I never figured out how to stop rebounding really bad, to the point where I was like 139 pounds at one point. And like right now I'm like 120, but I had like way less muscle. So I looked like just like a lot worse for myself. And I just couldn't figure it out. I'd like blow up, like shred down, blow up, shred down. And it was like, if I wasn't competing, I was out of shape.
That's like, guys, what she's trying to say is she does steroids. Okay. That's literally steroids. You blow up, turn down. So
no, I just would like start binge eating after, like, yeah, so many things,
because
so,
you've been like not doing that for so long. Yeah. Like, you have been eating what you like.
And then I had in my mindset that like, okay, I didn't eat grilled chicken and asparagus, I failed, I might as well eat like all of the ice cream containers in my freezer and everything. So macros was like the only thing to get me out of that, because I learned how to kind of find balance. But at the same time, like, I really believe in like the nutrition, like quality of your food, especially when it comes to like cancer and stuff like that. It yeah. freaks me out. Like, I read a lot about that stuff. So I'm like, I count my macros, but I also care about like the quality of my food.
Do you use like MyFitnessPal to do that?
I do, but I don't use their settings because I think that they're kind of setting people up to fail and they don't give you enough calories. And there's just a lot of things that it does wrong. So I customize my macros cool. in it using just like normal formulas to make your macros.
Because I feel like you can almost go crazy doing that. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like with you is like, if you're going for a show, like, and yeah. you're trying to look like a specific way, but I feel like just in everyday life, it like, it can get a little much mm-hmm. to do that. And that's why I've had it in my phone for years, but I'll go on and off with using
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Depending on if I'm like getting ready for summer.
But, so. Yeah. I mean, I'm not like on the weekends, I'm not plugging things in my fitness pal. Like, I'm making sure before I go out, I have like 3 protein shakes during the day, like a breakfast with a lot of protein. My dinner, I make sure there's protein, but I'm not like.
Do you meal prep too?
No, I don't. I'm really bad. I should, because I spend too much money on food. I'll end up going out yeah. and ordering food, like, because I don't have anything prepared.
We just had Jamie of Eat Clean Bro on. Uh huh. So that. They make great shit, but yeah. they've sent me a lot. But so that's why, because meal prepping takes a long time.
It does. It does. But I've had a lot of meal prep companies, and it's like I do like a lot of them, but I get bored really easily.
Eating the same shit.
Yeah. And just like, there's like, I get freaked out by chicken a lot when it's not like made myself, and like I see it cooked certain way. Sometimes I taste it and like, it's rubbery. It freaks me out.
You're looking at a guy that basically ate raw chicken like a few years ago. No, it was actually like 3 years ago. Listen, how did I do it? I was cooking all these was it drumsticks, and I put like double in, but for like not double the amount of time, and I bit into it, and I literally thought I gave myself salmonella.
Ooh,
for oh yeah, no, I gross. And I thought I did, but I waited a day, and I'm still here. So that was 3 years later. But yeah, chicken, especially like, it gets old after a bit, yeah. like, and what, like, you could put like hot sauce on it. That's like,
mm-hmm. And like one of my biggest, like diet concerns is I care about like grass fed meat and like, you know, organic chicken and all yeah. that. And like from a meal prep company, it's just not realistic for them to make money
doing
when
that.
They do that. So there's not really one you can find that's organic and grass fed. And
so where do you shop?
You can pretty much find that anywhere, like, but I love Dean's, but it's so expensive.
I was gonna say Dean's Natural Food, like,
it's
there's
a,
one
it's
in Little
such a
Sober.
Rip-off, though, like, honestly, you spend so much money, but like Trader Joe's has a lot of good stuff.
Pretty expensive too.
Trader Joe's, I feel like they're more affordable. Like Health Fair, like ShopRite, you can even find yeah. grass fed food. It's just you have to know how to look, and it's like
because ShopRite broadcasts the like the shittier options, uh-huh. like the Purdue.
Yeah, honestly, ShopRite's probably harder to find.
Yeah,
it, but I mean, you can. It's just not as easy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, especially with me, like, I do intermittent fasting,
yeah.
and it's pretty easy. Like, I got into, if you know Greg O'Gallagher, he does like that keto body stuff. He's
okay.
one of the biggest proponents in the fitness industry from doing it, with doing that stuff. But just skipping breakfast for me, I've always like not liked to eat in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you. even doing like fasted cardio.
Yeah, I used to do fasted cardio. I like to eat in the morning, so it's not that easy for me, but I really, really like support the benefits of it because I have read a lot about intermittent fasting. So for if it works for you, I think it's like so great.
Yeah, it just, and especially like in that 8 hour period, like you can do like 16-8, you know, it's not like you should just go and eat Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. Of course, I'd like that to be the case. But, you know, outside of that, I feel like especially it makes you more like alert.
Yeah.
Especially like right now, I haven't eaten in hours and it's like I don't like to eat before I do something. Because like if I'm nervous already, like that'll just make me sick. But then I could actually look forward to I'm like Buffalo Wild Wings after or half.
So you're going to be thinking about Buffalo Wild Wings that, the whole interview.
Do you fuck with, should I ask her the pizza thing, Justin? I feel like it's every guest. We got to ask her. You seem like you would be the last person to eat this. Do you go to 7-Eleven a lot?
I don't think a lot.
Okay, but you've been there.
I've been to 7-Eleven.
You frequent 7-Eleven at some point. Have you ever had their delicious pizza?
I have not.
I was waiting for you to say I have, period, and I would have fucking loved that.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Disappoint everyone. No, you're like everyone from all the Kenny memes loves that because they all hate me. I get so much hate. They're all like, you fucking scumbag. There's so many good places. But the problem is when me and my friends are drunk, you know, not much is open or, you know, it's quick. We'll just go to 7-Eleven and house a pizza.
I'll keep that in mind next time I need drunk food.
Well, it's disgusting. Like, it tastes great, but you'll feel like death after.
Is it thin or thick pizza?
It's like thicker. You know what it is, Jenny? It's like DiGiorno. It's like DiGiorno.
That's not good.
Okay. I thought that would be better. Because some people just think it's like going around on the rotisserie thing. It's not like the hot dogs. It's really not. So they take it out, put it in there. You know, and funny enough, it's like $7. Okay. So cheap. Not seven. Someone said it should be $7.11. That seems pretty fitting. It's not. That's kind of dumb on their part. But I just derailed the whole interview to ask that.
I'm not like against disgusting 7-Eleven food because I have gotten like a burrito there drunk, which I feel like is more mystery-ish than.
Well, those are like the pre-packaged ones that they could just heat up, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the ones pre-packaged in the back.
Yes.
Or no, like the guy just made it for you.
No, it's like packaged.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they don't make burritos there.
No.
That's definitely a little not sitting too right with me. Justin, how are we on time? I mean, I'm taking my own time. I started a bit later. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Awesome. So with the fitness industry that I was talking about, and this is something that scares me a lot. And I think we were talking about, like, you don't watch so many fitness people online.
I'm not. No, I don't really follow them as much. I wasn't really super into bodybuilding before. I have like a few of my favorites, but they're mostly women. Like I don't really follow the men too much.
Who are the women?
Like Paige Hathaway.
Okay. Not really too aware, but shout out Paige Hathaway.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly follow like the Buff Bunny. There's like a few of
Wait, that's Guzman's wife.
Yes.
Yes, Christian's wife. Yeah. Love Christian.
Yes. I actually met her in Ohio. I did. She's so tiny. I had a picture with her, but I looked like such an ogre next to her that I had to delete it.
What do you mean? How tall is she?
She's like, I want to say she's like 4'11", 5 foot. Like, she's really tiny.
And he's like, but he's like pretty good size. I want to say he's like 6 feet. So she doesn't look like that. I follow him, but not her.
I thought she was going to be bigger in person. I was like, oh, she's so cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like it's somewhat coming back. The fitness industry online for a few years kind of like fell off. A lot. Like Christian Guzman, I used to watch him religiously. Mm-hmm. He would get like 1 million views every single video. This is like 5 years ago or whatever. Nowadays, he really doesn't. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Maybe it's just like his own content, but it's slowly come back because of TikTok. Uh-huh. And I see you're on TikTok, which is big.
I am.
I feel old being on there.
So do I.
But it's fucking incredible to grow.
I get torn apart on TikTok.
For
like
what?
Everything I do. I had to do like an ad for this campaign for like Mask Up New Jersey.
Okay.
And it was like a paid ad. Yeah. Like, and I just took a video of me like dancing and fast forwarded it. I had a mask on because like I needed to wear a mask in it. And like put like Mask Up New Jersey, like blah, blah, blah. all the comments, every single one, it's like 600 comments are negative. They're like, we don't claim her New Jersey, send her back. Like, but what is she doing? Call her an ambulance.
I was like,
oh, okay.
Holy shit.
I'm not cool on TikTok. I'm trying. I ask Joanna's daughter all the time. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, it's... It honestly, it's cool. I took a little break. I'm retiring from Monmouth Academy, so I'm going back into TikTok. But I got like 50,000 followers on TikTok,
wow.
So
okay.
I got a little traction. But I'll be honest with you,
yeah.
My followers are fucking weird. They're a little bit creepy. Like I've kind of made some like stupid meme-y like joking videos, but I didn't realize like that like I would attract like only the people that like that stuff.
Okay,
so. I kind of get scared. Like there's one time I went on live one time because if you have over 10K, you can go on live on there. Mm-hmm. And I was making this David Dobrik puzzle that's actually right there. And I said, I was like, guys, if I get 120 people in this live, like, what do you want me to do? This one kid was like, show your feet. And I was like,
you get feet people.
You don't think it's just girls. Okay. There's a don't think that. But I all of a sudden I see like all these kids start sending it to their friends on TikTok and it gets like 130. I was like, oh my God. So I turn it around, I show my feet. 5 minutes later, Justin texts me that several people made my fucking foot their profile picture.
Ew.
Yeah. And like, here's the deal. Like, I can only assume, like, listen, girls' feet are probably better than guys' feet, okay? Guys, like, we naturally maybe have, like, a little hair there. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, it's creepy.
It's creepy no matter what.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
Either way. And I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. So there is a market for guys' feet pics. I'm
okay.
Glad to
enter. You should capitalize on that.
I really should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think hand model. I fuck up my, you know, especially lifting with, like, calluses and stuff. Like, I don't think I have that, but I rarely do legs. So
you rarely do legs?
I don't.
Why?
Okay. So I actually have a medical reason right now. So
okay.
It's good. I just got a cortisone shot in my hip like a few weeks ago. I whatever hurt it. So that's even better. Don't worry. I just didn't get it. So I can't do like squats. So that would be a great excuse. I was like, no, I feel like my doctor said I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just I feel like from sports, I really only cared about my upper body. And listen, mm-hmm. I don't have fucking chicken legs, okay? I don't have tree trunks either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhere in the middle, okay? Yeah. I don't need calf implants.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's all right. So if I could spend another day doing, you know, chest or back or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can. I know
I feel
you're
like every guy thinks that way. And I feel like.
You're just like, bird legs.
I'm like, do legs.
It's tough.
It's your cortisone.
No, it's tough. No, legs is like the most disgusting, horrible thing, especially mm-hmm. and Justin knows. Like, it's not like that day it hurts.
Yeah.
It's like 2 days later, you can fucking walk.
But I think that like guys don't think it's attractive, like the most attractive part. So they're like, oh, I want a big chest. I want big arms. But like,
exactly.
I do think that girls think it's attractive when guys do legs.
Well, it's very unattractive if it's bird legs.
Yes.
Like it's very skinny legs.
Yeah.
So,
not saying that you have bird legs or anything.
Not saying. Hypothetically, you actually do have that. No, but it's like, I don't know. Because like I said in the beginning, the reason I got into fitness, I played a lot of sports, but I was like mm-hmm. very injury prone in sports. Like, I would like have glass ankles and shit. So I would always be like, dude, fuck this. Like, I want to start working out. It started in high school. I started with a few buddies. You know Dom Mazzetti by any chance?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Jersey guy. He's one guy I really want to meet. I don't care like who is more famous. I've always loved him. He's the reason I really learned so much about what to do in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from the Smith machine, things like that. Just he did it like really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But like, oh my God, where was I going with it? I just love him so much. I made like a video on him before. He's like that stereotypical like douchebag Jersey guy.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I haven't heard that name in so long.
Right?
Uh-huh.
He's still like pretty active. He does more like he's Mike Tornabene, but he doesn't do Dom that much anymore. Because
okay.
I don't think like that his shit would like fly in 2021.
That's like I love Jenna Marbles so much and she's like gone.
Jenna gave up on
because
YouTube.
Because she did like a like blackface kind of video.
She did.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the big people, like David Dobrik, he's back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Honestly, I hate, like, okay, obviously, like, there's, like, I don't know if you heard about the sexual assault allegation stuff with, like, a few of his friends. There's some bad, like, with the Vlog Squad.
Uh-huh.
There's some really bad stuff that went on with that, and he lost all of his sponsors, which is very good. Like, his followers really stopped liking him for a while. But additionally, he made this $100,000 puzzle where you build it, which that's a piece right there. And once you build it, it becomes one big QR code. And then you scan it and you could win anywhere from $0 or 25 cents to $100,000. It took me 30 hours to make this puzzle because there was no map on like how to make, you know how like you build a puzzle, it's like a horse and it shows you a picture. This is just a QR code. So I spent 30 hours piecing it all together and I won 25 cents.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, right. And it cost me $30. I think it's shitty. But
that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But it was really good TikTok content because I showed myself like burning it in my fire pit in the backyard. So people were like, yeah, fuck David for many reasons.
Yeah.
Is there anything as far as for, because you do like the influencer style of content now. So not only do you lift, but you show it online.
Yeah.
What is how has that been?
So it was weird. It was different for me than I feel like a lot of people because I started it. I went to Monmouth and
hey, go Hawks! We're Monmouth guys.
I finished at Monmouth. I wasn't that involved. I know. I feel like I didn't really have like a normal college experience. I like went to Montclair my freshman year, transferred, went to Brookdale, finished at Monmouth. So I didn't really like get involved with going out. I didn't know like anyone outside of my classes or anything.
But you're still a Hawk though, technically.
Technically. Hawks, my degree says hawk.
Hawks don't fly together in real life, but we always say hawks fly together. So
okay.
Monmouth here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a hawk. So I took a social media class there, Professor Harris. I don't know. She was like one of the prom teachers.
This one. Yes. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I loved her. She was my my social media teacher. And for our class, we had to like make a brand and we had to make an Instagram, a Facebook, a YouTube channel, a blog, and like we had to pick some kind of topic and brand around it. So like people would do like a cupcake making and make a title and like make a cupcake Instagram and like recipes on their blog and this, that, whatever. And I had no idea what I was going to do, but I had just started training for my first show. And it was like all I was thinking about at the time. So I was like, I'm going to do myself. And I made it Jenny Rich Fit. And then I made like my blog and I made my Instagram and everything. YouTube. And it was like very much in the beginning of like there were not many Instagram people. There was like Jen Seltzer, Paige Hathaway, like the first few. What's that supplement company that like got in trouble because everybody was Photoshopping and like. What was it? Joey Swole is on it and Shreds.
Okay.
It was like all the Shreds people. Yes. It was like just starting. It was very like not that popular. So I feel like when you would Google stuff, my blog would come up and stuff because there wasn't that much online about competing and stuff like that. So I got a lot of hits to my blog and like kept my Instagram going after that and then like started getting followers at competitions. And then I ended up doing a photo shoot with this guy Lambert, who was Paige Hathaway's photographer, and he actually lived with her for a while. He doesn't live with her now, but that like got me some followers and just like doing photo shoots with people that were like recognized and stuff like that. Then I started working with Gaspari, and they would get me followers and stuff like that. So it was kind of like not a joke, but like a school project at first. That
and then just changed. Grew into this.
Yeah.
And 69,000 followers later.
Yeah, yeah, it was different. I mean, there were things along the way that, like, I did to boost, like, my followers. Like, we would have, like, engagement groups. No one talks about, like, any of this stuff. But, like, when you have followings, like, you usually are doing things to, like, help promote them. So,
well, like, people are just like, we know you paid for them.
Yeah, I never, I swear on my life, never bought a follower. I will say that. I did.
No, you're pretty good. You know how we know you didn't? You're pretty high engagement on as far as likes. And comments. Okay.
See, I don't know. I always felt like my engagement was kind of low because it's like 1,000 something. I'm like, what are the other 59,000 people doing?
Well, it's just like it depends a lot of things, like what time you post. But Instagram also doesn't like it's not that they don't show your stuff, but not everyone's on when you post. So by the time that they get on, there's other shit that might come up for them. That's just my way of making myself feel better that I'm not getting 30,000 likes on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I had an app for like 3 weeks at one point that was like would leave comments on people's. This is like how back in the day it was. It would leave comments on people's pictures automatically for you. And it was supposed to like get, because that was how you grew your following. Like you would leave comments and people would be like, who is this person commenting, come find you, follow you and stuff like that. Except it ended up really like biting me in the butt, because like you can type in like the comments you want it to leave on people's stuff. And I put like, I love, and this guy actually was the one who told me about it. He worked at a supplement company by my gym.
Okay.
And he's like, use this app. He now has like 300,000 followers and like lives in LA and does fitness like full time.
So it kind of works.
He kept it going. I had to turn mine off because after this, I got freaked out because it left an I love this hard eyes comment on somebody's like dead grave post.
Oh.
And they were like, hope this isn't a bot or something. I was like, oh my God. I deleted it. I deleted the app. I was like, not happening. I'm going to just stick to my little engagement groups. Yeah. So my...
And what do you mean? What's an engagement group?
So those were... They don't even work anymore. I don't know. That's a problem. Like, I don't know how I would grow past where I am right now because everything's different than when I did it. Like, then we had, like, DM groups. And it was, like, girls that had similar amounts of followers to you. And you would be in it. Like, say it would be 10 girls. And we'd all just agree that, like, when we posted a picture, we'd share it into the group. And then everybody would comment, like, something at the same time. And it would just boost you to like the explore page. So you would come up and and it was like the second I reached like 10,000 followers, people would DM me all the time and be like, wanna be in our engagement pod, wanna be in our engagement pod. And it was like this thing where you would just support each other and then grow.
Either I'm like not fucking cool enough to be asked to be in that.
It's not, or I'm it doesn't just like work anymore. Nobody does it anymore because Instagram caught on to it and
they were like,
they shadow ban you now. If they can tell somehow if you're in an engaged like a group together.
Yeah.
And if like, so nobody does them anymore.
Cause they're scared of like, once you're in, I actually got shadow banned at one point because this kid was like flagging our shit. And yeah, like people won't see your stuff.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah. And we used to do like shout outs. I don't know if people still do shout outs. I'm pretty sure it got the same like shadow ban, but
what? Just like storing people's shit?
Yeah. Like sharing a girl and being like, follow my friends, like whatever, even though like I don't know who she is. She just like asked if she wants to do a shout out with me kind of thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like as far as that, like a story thing doesn't hurt.
Yeah. But I don't think that, I think it's something to do with the shadow ban again, because like, people don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like some people are just cucks. I'm usually really nice with that. That was my problem because I, like, especially with my page with, like, 31,000 followers, pretty high engagement. Like, and that's why I do, I kind of wear that badge on my shoulder, like, because I do see a lot of people that have bought their shit, like, as far as followers.
Yeah.
And listen, your engagement, not bad. I see you get, like, you know, thousands of likes. Depends on what the picture is, whatever. But there's other people with like, oh, this guy fucking pissed me off so much. He has 500 followers and he has that blue check mark. I just want to reach out to him like, hey, douchebag, how do you have it? One, I want that.
People email me all the time. They're like, why don't you have a blue check mark? I'll do it for you. Hard. Buy this. Buy the blue check mark.
Yeah, it's all the like spam shit.
Yeah, I would never.
I would do a lot for that. I don't know. I want it. Even though I'm like retiring from Monmouth County Memes, doing other stuff, I really want that because I see other like people that like have done way less or whatever. They're not going to give it to a meme page, unfortunately. Yeah. A lot of meme pages are just shit posters.
I kind of feel like Instagram might be dying a little bit.
It's
I don't know, because I thought Reels would take over TikTok and it didn't. So I don't really know.
You know, TikTok is just insane because there's no app right now that is easier for you to blow up on.
It's so
not
true.
Not YouTube.
Because they don't have any kind of algorithm. Like Instagram has so many algorithms in place to prevent people, because everyone and their mother would become Instagram famous and they wanted to stop that. So they put all of those algorithms into place. And now it's so hard. Like the time to get Instagram famous was when I did it. Like it was so easy. Like you would just comment on people's pictures and stuff and you could just end up on explore pages and stuff.
Exactly.
Like that.
No, now I feel like as Instagram, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's still TikTok. I mean, unfortunately, right now, I think the golden age of TikTok is a bit over. It's still going on. But as far as like this other guy, Duke Gomez, who I have had on, he's like this TikTok guy, but he makes kind of like raunchier humor, but he'll like make reaction videos where people, like guys will just post, or even girls, whatever, they'll post a stupid video and he'll just react to it and be like, listen, I know what you're doing. Like a guy will post like a fuckboy face or something. Just like, uh-huh. And he's like, hey, listen, asshole.
I know
like,
exactly I know, what you're yeah. talking about.
He's like, I know what you're fucking doing. But nowadays, like, and I've even like, that's the stuff I like, and I'll be posting that stuff. You really can't do that. Like, you'll get flagged on TikTok. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's very, like, as far as their guidelines nowadays, a year ago, uh-huh. very different. But let yeah. me just, like, this guy, Duke, basically, like, he downloaded the app last year during COVID. Over this whole time, gained, like, 2 million followers on there, mm-hmm. a couple hundred thousand Instagram followers just from, like, 1 year of fucking TikTok. Given he's funny, he deserves it. But I don't, like, YouTube, you just can't show up on the, like, freaking main page.
No.
It's so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and that's why I think for me, YouTube has always been my goal. I was like scared to do it years ago. Mm-hmm. And now this has kind of helped me get out to do more of it. So that's why I'm leaving the page. Other people are taking it over. You guys can't take it away that I fucking founded this bitch. Okay. but I'm still going to be doing this. But then I need more time to kind of make the content that I want and yeah. that I really like doing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really have so much more to talk about. Is there anything that you want to talk about?
No,
it could be like a very open ended, like I could have just left that open for like aliens. Weird sea animals.
I'm looking at your list.
So let's see. So. I didn't get really into that. We'll talk about this quickly. So the mm-hmm. fitness industry, a lot of people don't say what they're on.
Yeah.
And I see that a lot. And my own issue with that is just you're making a false claim, and maybe even like a lot of people sell like programs or mm-hmm. supplements, but that shit didn't help them get to where they are.
Yeah.
It's fucking trend or like any other anabolic thing. Do you see that a lot, like, where in your end?
I do. Not so much in, because bikini girls don't have to be super muscular. Like, honestly, I probably have the least muscle of, like, all the bikini girls. But in the NPC, like, they have to be more muscular. So I think I saw it more then. But I feel like I would say 99% of the men you can assume are taking things.
Something.
But most of them, I think, are pretty open about it. Maybe not. I haven't asked them directly, but I think I'm pretty sure you can assume, like,
do you think is someone, like, if someone takes something once, mm-hmm. okay, are they from that point on not natural?
In my opinion,
it's gonna make me cry.
I don't know. I mean, it's still hard. It takes dedication. Like, either way, you can't just take something and be like huge. Like, you still have to go in and put in the work, but like, it's a significant, like, you can build probably your base while on something and maintain it once you're yeah. off. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. 'Cause,
it's like, also genetics too, honestly. Yeah, like, that
there's
helps.
So many things. The whole point is, like, you just can't like compare yourself, because there's so many things. Like, girls can go and get plastic surgery all the time. Like,
literally.
And not look literally all the time. But
yeah, I don't know. Because here's the deal. I've, like, in high school, I think even in college, I've taken, I'll be honest, like, SARMs and okay. whatever. They're not steroids. I mean, but the problem is, a lot of times after that stuff, like, you lose a lot of what you gain if you don't, like, post-cycle very well and, like, take pro-hormones and stuff.
Okay.
So, given when you're on something like that, you feel great. Mm-hmm. You look bigger. But then when you're off, and you'll see a lot of these people when they're not doing competition,
yeah.
you're like, that's not the same person. Same yeah. thing, like Instagram versus reality. So that's my way. Listen, I've heard of, like, and I wouldn't even look at myself like, listen, I'm natural now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at some point you can take something.
Yeah. I think that would be fair to say then. I mean, I just don't have enough experience in knowing how much, like,
it would affect that.
Yeah. Like, I was under the impression that, like, if you had done something while you had gained, like, your, because maintenance is so much easier than building. Like, yeah. I didn't have muscle for most of my competing life, and I'm just starting to really put on muscle, like, being on higher calories. And I'm like, wow, like, if I had done this back then, like, you know, maintaining is so
much
easier.
How many cows do you try to eat per day?
Right now, I'm eating like 2,600. So, that's a lot more than I used to. Like, when I was first competing, I was eating like 1,700. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's pretty low.
So, yeah. So,
but it's also compared to like body weight and height and stuff. So yeah. Like, I'm comparing it to like my stuff and I'm just like, I'm going to die on that. But
yeah. And I just don't like to eat a lot. I'm like always running around. So I feel like it's really hard to eat that much for me. But I just feel like I don't know how like easily you lose it after.
It depends. I mean, like mm-hmm. it's also genetics. Like yeah. we were talking about that just before. I mean, there's some people that I've had some friends that are just naturally like their parents are big. They're like bigger. Mm-hmm. And if they start taking something, they have that like muscle. It's just they're going to blow up.
Yeah.
Then a few of my other friends, they're fucking bean poles. If they do blow up, I'm going to be like, listen, motherfucker, I know what you did. Because I've never been like a hard gainer. I've always mm-hmm. like one. I've been a hard loser with like if I eat, I'll gain weight. Like yeah. my metabolism's good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, though. Have you had trouble like putting on muscle?
Yeah. My body like wants to be skinny. Like no matter what I do, it's like if I gain muscle, I'll lose it like this if I don't train. But like if I want to lose body fat, I feel like I do lose it pretty fast. Like I can lose fat fast, but it's really hard to put on muscle. Like. My body just wants to be a waif.
I always say, like, I want that. But I know, like, coming from the other side.
Yeah.
It's, like, two sides of the same coin. Like, I don't know. Because, like, if I eat something, I'll gain weight pretty easily. But, like, that's mm-hmm. why I actively have to be like, listen, don't eat past 10, you fat piece of shit. You don't need that 7-Eleven pizza. You don't need that Bubba Coos. Mm-hmm. Had that for lunch today. But but for you, you're saying like it's been harder to put on the weight and also the muscle.
Yeah. I mean, there's pros and cons. Obviously, you want to be able to lose body fat.
Yeah.
I would think I'd rather be able to put on muscle because then when you have muscle, you burn fat easily.
That's true.
So.
Yeah. Is there, I know you keep peeping at this. Is there like.
I thought it said dating. It says dieting. I'm like, why did you ask me about dating?
Yeah. Who are you dating? Say it right fucking now. You can say it into my mic.
No one.
She's not dating any.
No one. I'm
what kind of notes do you think I have? Like, okay.
I was like.
Ask for her credit card number. The 16, the three digits on the back. Social security number. This is the info that we need. So you can just, we can say it off camera. We're not recording. You're like, is there a sure. favorite lift that you have, or like, what do you do for splits?
So right now, I'm actually working with this coach in the UK. His name is Tom Brazier.
Cool.
And because I was planning on competing one more time on the pro stage last June, but then COVID messed up everything. So I started with him like a 12-month contract and then I was like not competing anymore. So I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to use it to put on muscle because like I think for myself, I have like a fear of getting fat, even though I know what to do. Like I know how to program macros. I know how to program diets. But like when it comes to myself, I'm like, do I want to push the higher calories? No. Like what if I get chunky? But like having someone else tell me like, do this. I was following it and doing it. So it was really good. But he writes like really, I really love his programs more than anything, like his workout programs, because they're just really hard and different every week. And every 4 weeks he updates it. But like they were like upper splits and lower splits. And then there's like phases of pushes and pulls. And then there's like program A, which is like upper and lower, and then a full body day. And then so it's all different. Right now I'm on back an upper one, lower one, rest day, upper two, lower two, full body day, rest day.
How many days a week is that?
5.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But I'm not doing like any cardio at all.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Like even just, so, but because you're not trying to lose the
yeah,
weight.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put on as much That's muscle why. As possible. I was doing like higher calories. I was close to 3,000, but then my dad called me chubby.
Jesus. Oh my God.
He's like so innocently honest. And he was just like, so when are you going to cut down? You're looking a little thick. I was like.
Oh. It's not even like a little thing. Like it's like, no, maybe you shouldn't yeah. eat that. Like it's like, yeah, cut down.
I was like, okay, it's time to cut my calories down. But like I shouldn't know, because I was actually looking like good. Like I would have, like if I pushed it a little longer, and I wasn't seeing anyone at the time. Who do I care?
I don't know. Fuck that. Like
I should have just stayed with it, but
it depends on the time of year too. Listen, if it's winter and you're not going to be in a bathing suit,
summer was coming, so I was like ready to bring it down, and then like maybe I'll go back in the fall.
That's usually like the push right there. Yeah. It's like, bro, like text my. It's April, bro. Like, we can't look like this, man. Like, I understand. Like, no, we're not going to half apps again this week or whatever. No Applebee's.
And there's so much pressure when people are like, oh, like, know you from your Instagram. And then you want to go to the beach in a bikini and you're like, I'm bulking. Don't look at me.
Yeah, you're like, don't. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess maybe the girl equivalent, like a one piece. I don't know. Like, guy. I surf, so I'll just wear like a wetsuit to the beach.
Oh.
Be like neoprene it so you can't see.
It was really hot the last few days. That wouldn't have been fun.
Oh my God. So, and I live like 4 blocks from the beach, guys. I can't tell you where I live in Belmar. You're going to fucking stab me if you do find out where I live. But I ride my bike to the beach with my surfboard in my wetsuit. That's generally the thing you do. You put half of it on and then the other half when you get there. So I get there and I realize I don't have my beach badge. And I was like trying to reason with this old guy. I was like, dude, listen.
Oh my God.
I live 4 blocks away. I have a picture. I actually FaceTimed my housemate, Brendan. I was on FaceTime. I was like, bro, this is my housemate. He has my beach badge at home. I live 4 streets away. He was like, sorry, you don't have the app. Like, you need to like actually have. I'm like, bro, you could look up my information.
It's mine.
Given I'm in a neoprene thick ass wetsuit in 85 degree weather. I rode back here so fucking furious. I was contemplating not even going surfing, but I'm very persistent. I'm like one of the most persistent people ever. I was like, fuck that old guy. Sorry. Fuck that guy. And I came back here sweating my ass off. I didn't even say anything to Brendan. I was like, dude, just give me my fucking badge. Came back, surfed. Good time. But yeah. That was definitely lost some weight doing that. But Retro the other day, Retro doesn't have saunas, as I said. So I don't know if you've ever done this. This is a pro tip for anyone who doesn't go to an elite gym. I really need to go to one. But instead of using a sauna, I rode home and literally put all my windows up, no AC.
Oh, God.
I was dying. I could have caused harm to other people on the way home if I fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a good idea.
Probably, guys, don't do that. But if you're like, if you're trying to lose weight and if you go to Retro, you're making me do this, unfortunately.
You saying someone's going to find your house and stab you. Do you have a lot of Instagram stalkers
Nuts.
On your meme page?
You'd be surprised. Like people TikTok. Are creepy.
People are crazy.
And guys, you could like, I'm sure you know creepy people, but like the second you like get a sort of following, and I can't even imagine with girls. Because I know like with girls, like there's fucking creeps. But I've had people like actively like message me like shit. And I'm just like, one, I'll be like, you know, fuck you. But because I used to not show my face for a year, but then after that I really showed my face for a while. So now people know it's me.
Okay.
So
I feel like there's a lot of downsides to it that people don't talk about, but
there like what?
Like stalkers, for instance. Like I had to change my phone number.
Oh my God.
Right before this was like the scariest of all. Like I've had like incidents, like stupid things. Like I film like a package I get on my front porch and then
saw
like
your address.
See my address and all of a sudden like I'm getting flowers, but like and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
Like and I'm just like, or I was trying to sell clothes on Poshmark and like someone bought my bikini and then like sent it back to me and was like, just bought this because I wanted to support you with a picture of themselves in it. And like, I was just like,
bro,
oh my God, I'm not keeping this. I don't know what you did to this.
You need a P.O. box.
Like, I know. Apparently, I didn't think I did, but this was creepy. So I've been really careful ever since with my address and everything. But I started getting these messages and it was like text messages in the middle of the night. And at this point I had moved out. So I was like living with my parents and moved out of my house like when COVID started because my mom's sick and I didn't want to get her sick like bartending. Like God forbid. This was like when I didn't really know what COVID was or anything. And I was getting a text. I was staying at my friend's house and I get a text and it's just like Jenny. And I'm like, dot, 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 who is this? And it's just like, how are you? And like,
oh my God.
I was like, wait, I'm sorry, whose number is this? And just like,
they didn't tell you?
Sending me pictures of myself, like sending me like a screenshot of my address, my house on Google Earth, like telling me that they were gonna come hurt my parents, like, and
for fucking what?
Like nothing. So I blocked the number and I'm like, what the fuck? And then it was like another number instantly texting me the same stuff, like pictures of myself. I block it and it's like half in Spanish, half in English. So I just kept blocking like 45 numbers in 1 hour and then like calling me. Like I answer, nobody's there, breathing into the phone. I blocked all those numbers. Like I couldn't block enough numbers. It was like 300. I couldn't use my phone. It was blowing up like crazy for like a week. And then eventually, like, I went to the cops because they were like really like threatening my family and me and like had my address and stuff. So I was like, this sucks. And I had to change my phone number.
Can you imagine like what are they gaining out of that? One, like, and why you? What have you ever done to them?
Well, I figured it out, and I'm not going to say the girl's name because she doesn't like really talk about it. I think she's like taking legal action further because it's like intruded on her life so much. But so I'm friends with a girl. Well, I met her through like a Vegas collaboration we did with CBD for Life. So this company sent us to Vegas, and I became friends with this girl. And her sister is like one of the original like Instagram fitness models, has millions of followers. And I had taken pictures with her and stuff like that. And the girl has a stalker like for years who's like been doing this to her, speaking half Spanish, like harassing her life, breaking up all her relationships. Like any guy he finds out she's dating, like ruins his life. Like she just like she's crying all the time, like on her story, like being like, I can't talk about what I'm going through, but I'm dealing with this, like whatever. And like I think through her he found me, and like we have the same name, and like just like became mildly obsessed with me. But like then like all I had to do is like change my phone number, and knock on wood, it's been okay since. But
sorry to go through that.
Yeah, that was scary. But like it's more so scary.
Was that long ago or?
That was like right at the beginning of like lockdown, and then
like as if like we're all not going through enough.
Yeah, it was wild.
Like the world's about to end.
It's crazy that there's that like bad of people though. Like nothing I said, I was like begging the person, I'm like, please don't do this to me. Like this is, I don't know what you want. And like they're just like getting enjoyment out of it. And that's the thing, like once I started ignoring it a little more, it kind of calmed down. It's like they like the reaction kind of thing.
No, they do. But so, it's still like you got to like take some of it serious if they're like threatening your family, live.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, where do you draw the line? I mean, Jenna, you have 70,000 followers on Instagram. So I couldn't imagine like, you know, we're whatever, you're there and I'm at 31,000. But imagine like the people with millions of followers. Like that's why I only can't even imagine, because I'm like, dude, if there's one crazy person like with you, think about like a Billie Eilish or someone like a good looking girl who's like an Ariana Grande. Like I couldn't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Like that's why. But, you know, she's rich enough to have full security. Like security teams. But, you know, you have some really fucking creepy people, especially online. They're behind, you know, this phone, you know, the social media thing. And they don't think that, you know, what they say is, you know, will hurt you, even though it does.
Yeah.
That's why I try to be especially like very nice with the DMs. And a lot of people are sad that I'm leaving, because I'll be like, honest, I like message people back. Like they'll send me something, be like, hey, is this funny? And they're like, hey, yeah, like I actually appreciate like you spend the time to like actually write back.
Yeah, that's actually a huge tip that I got when I was first trying to grow my Instagram, was like respond to every comment and every DM, like, and like genuinely and thoroughly. That like will make people like become genuine followers of you versus like following and then unfollowing you eventually. Like,
yeah, because, you know, whether you're, you know, you're a good looking guy, good looking girl, like there's a million people with like a pretty face, but the personality thing goes a long way. And I'm sure you know that. Like I've met like tons of people who, you know, they look awesome on Instagram or they look awesome on YouTube, and then they're fucking douchebags or assholes in real person. And you're like, what? Like, I've looked up to you. Like, I loved your shit and you're an asshole. So, like, if I ever, it actually happened one. Okay, it was at a headliner. I felt so good. This kid was like, dude, like, yo, am I with Kenny Means? I like dabbed him up. It was so sick. I was like, it's my celebrity moment this past summer. But if I ever, like, you know, I'm never going to be like a, I don't know. I just feel like it's so easy to be nice to people. And that's important. Portnoy was also kind of a dick in real person.
Really?
Funny enough. You can see it. He can see it. The thing is, listen, he's just in that fuck you attitude. Like, he's got so much money.
Yeah.
Not with his wife anymore. So she's like, I'm just going to fucking have really a good time with all these Instagram models. So I could see why, but it's like, come on, dude.
Yeah. I had someone come up to me at Red Rock 2 weekends ago, and it used to happen to me all the time. Like when I was first growing, like I felt like I was like, wow, this is great. Hasn't happened in so long. And I was like, somebody came up to me and they're like, Jenny Rich Fit? And I was like, I still got it.
Right? You kind of love the Instagram handle.
I was like, ah.
It's not even like they're like Jenny Rich. The fact that they have to throw the whole handle in there, it kind of is even more. I don't know. There's just something about that.
Yeah. The best part is like my best friend, Joanna, she has like 5,000 Instagram followers just like trickling from being like my best friend through everything. And we were out one time in Seabright. And this guy's coming up to us. And that was back when I was getting recognized all the time. And I was like, oh, this guy's going to come up and ask me. And he's like, JoJo Fit? And
yo! I was like, and you were like kind of pissed off. You were like,
what?
Dude, it was the one who got
it. She was like dying. It was so funny. Her husband was like, oh my gosh, that's great.
Right. I always love that. Like, I always like follow like this one guy, Brilliantly Dumb. He's like a Jersey guy. I know a Jersey guy, but he makes funny content. But like you always get your friends to get followers too. So like, it's always funny. Like when you I follow like some of his friends who like started with like 200 followers. Now they're like 10K out of nowhere. But you're like, wow. Like I'm like, you feel like you're part of the friend group.
Yeah.
So when they follow you and follow your friend, they see you guys working out together. Do you always work out with like a gym buddy partner?
Joanna and me have been working out like every day together since like 10 years ago.
You don't like to work out alone?
I am so bored when I go by myself and like also still a little intimidated, as weird as that is, when I go into the gym and it's like packed with
Jenny
like,
Rich Fit feels intimidating.
In like the weight room when it's like all guys and you want the squat rack and you're like, excuse me, how many sets do you have left?
Well, Jenny, I have some great news for you. Not a single guy does legs in retro. So if you go to retro, seriously,
might have to switch there.
It's like six guys. I was making fun of Molly's getting me this story. I was like, there's six guys huddled around one bench, like doing it was a 2-hour workout so they can all get one set in. But as far as like the squat rack, so open. So retro,
I kind
WOB.
I hate retro. I hate to say.
Oh no, it fucking blows. Yeah. I'll be the first one to say, and I've gone there like years ago. Mm-hmm. I stopped for better things. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm back like that nasty ex-girlfriend like that in a lot of people's lives. I don't know. It just, I want better hours because I'm like crazy in a lot of stuff I do. Like I have a lot of shit I want to do, whatever. Uh-huh. And then like, not that it, like working out takes like a back seat, but that Ultimate Fitness. It was a 24-hour gym in Ocean.
What about Jersey Shore Fitness Shop? You're not a fan.
That's in Brielle, or but where is it? Like Bradley Beach.
Yes.
It's like 30 minutes. It's like I'm Monmouth Beach, so like 30 minutes.
Oh, I was thinking you were here.
I do part time, actually, mostly Monmouth Beach.
Okay.
2% here, probably. I just come here to go out on the weekends.
Okay.
So it's really a place to shoot this and to crash at, which that's why we did it, because I wanted like a shore house down here.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
It's fun. You know, the typical DJs. I fucking hate it.
You know, I've only been to DJs once.
Really?
My whole life.
Well, you know, you don't have that like that Staten Island, New York accent, so...
Yeah.
Unless you're hiding that the whole interview. Do you actually speak like that?
No, but I used to be really tan. Like, I used to have, like the spray tan. Yeah, back in the day. I tried to ease off it a little bit.
That highlights really long nails.
I did. I had the long nails.
So there was a Jersey Shore phase right there.
I had, like, an awkward phase. It wasn't cute.
Are you calling Jersey Shore awkward? Because that is a fantastic fucking show.
No. Not awkward. I don't know the word for that, but...
It was just, like, a... It's like that goth, not the goth phase, but like everyone had that like scene phase.
I had
phase.
The emo phase. Mm-hmm. I had the side bangs that covered like one eye.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like going into like the Twilight phase. Like, that's why I feel like, honestly, because a lot of the younger kids, like I see that, like, that's why I'm feeling older, because I remember that stuff. I'm like, a lot of these like Gen Z kids, well, you know what it is? It's like that e-boy look now. Like the middle part is what they do. They paint their nails black, and that's kind of the new thing. And I'm just like, dude, that was that original scene phase, like the I Love Boobies bracelets from Zoomies.
That was a great time. Life was so much better when Jenna Marbles was like the fitness, or not the fitness, but like the influencer, and it was different times. But TikTok's cool, like it's just different.
It is. It's I grew up, not really grew up, but I loved Vine. I was always too scared to post.
Oh my god,
on that.
I had a Vine for like a little while. I didn't post anything crazy. I was like,
I was too scared to post on there, but I was fucking, I loved like the Vine famous people.
I had a Vine famous person in my mom at the university class. You probably know him. His name was Matt. I don't remember anything else about him other than that he was like Vine famous and people talking about it. And I was like, oh.
So just Matt?
Matt.
Fine, you got to give me like something else.
Nothing else. Matt is such a common name. I don't know anything about him, but.
Yeah, because that's like super, I wish I would know. Because like I used to love that. And then now with TikTok, as I've gotten older, mm-hmm. I mean, you probably feel like this the same way. Like when you post on Instagram and stuff, it's still like, you know, you still feel like you don't want to be judged by people. Uh-huh. But it's more of that attitude like, fuck it. I just want to do what I want.
Yeah.
And people are going to judge you anyway.
That's honestly like the reason I gain my followers. It's like never the things that like you think like, oh, being like in your bathing suit, like no, that's not the thing that gets you followers. It's like the things that you post that are like semi-embarrassing that you don't want anyone to see and like everyone judges you for it. But
yeah, because people don't expect you to post that.
Yeah.
And that's like it actually catches them off guard and it makes them think more of you. Like, I openly will post shit that like makes me look stupid.
Yeah.
And I like to post like a lot of joking shit. So I'm really sarcastic as a person. So I'll post that shit. Mm-hmm. And people that don't understand sarcasm question it. But my friends will be like, dude, you look fucking stupid and ugly as shit in that. And I'm just like, okay. Like if someone's going to judge me, like if a girl's going to be like, oh my God, he posts that. He looks horrible on that Instagram thing. Like, okay. Not for that anyway. So
my friend Adriana, I was like, talking to her about dating and stuff like that, and she was like, I feel like it's your Instagram that scares guys away. I was like, well, fine, I don't know
what about it that it's just
I'm not
the
really
followers?
Sure, like maybe like the things I post can be corny sometimes and like love quotes and stuff like that, and it's just like that's like kind of scary sometimes. I'm like, it's not even about you, but
I don't think it's corny. I don't think it's like scary. It's, I guess it's corny. It's
corny,
like cringy.
Like, it's different. Like, I mean, but at the same time, I don't usually go for like Instagram famous guys because sometimes it's corny, but like, I guess it depends on your purpose and everything.
Do you have any dating advice for the followers before we end this?
This is like not my expertise at all.
Guys, if they don't have more followers than you, do not date them. That's all I got to say. So if I check your Instagram, ladies, and you don't have more than 30K, don't even message. Like, don't even try. Like, I'm not even going to answer. I'll probably send a laughing emoji, like, nice one.
Oh.
Get your followers up.
Is
that, like, nasty? Is that pretty bad?
No.
You're like, no.
It
could be way worse.
My dating advice is stay off dating apps.
So, wow, like you're not going to find your wife or husband on Tinder? That's
I don't
like,
think so.
No, that's definitely like great advice.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those are just like, I feel like especially with Tinder, I don't even have Tinder on my phone.
Tinder is like the worst one.
Well, people use it for like validation. It's like, okay, like either a cute guy or a cute girl swiped right on you. Okay, I feel great. But are you going to go forward with that?
Tinder, I feel like I go on and it's like a guy's abs, a hookup. You looking
what
for
about
a
guy holding a fish?
Yeah, guys holding fish. But
I know like girls have like they talk so much shit about that, and I'm just like,
there's so much worse. I have a picture. Oh, my phone's over there of a guy with an apple in his mouth. The first I decided to go on like Hinge after like not being on it for a long time because I was like getting sad about being alone because like all my friends are like engaged or like with long term boyfriends.
I hate
and
that
stuff.
Or having kids. Yeah. And I'm just like, stop it.
I'm like,
don't have
oh
kids.
Oh my God. And I'm like a serial monogamous. I had like a boyfriend for like 7 years, then a boyfriend for 3 years, then
oh
a
my
for
God.
A year. And I'm like, now everyone was like, you're going to get married first. My friend just asked me to be her bridesmaid in the card. She's like, remember when we thought you were going to get married first? LOL. Now here I am. And I was just like, LOL.
And how long have you been single for?
Like 2 years now.
Oh, congrats. Single
Thanks.
For 2 years as well. And let's go. And I've never been more depressed. It's been fun, guys.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is only be with someone that you're truly content with being
Don't
with.
Don't settle.
Never settle.
Never settle.
Honestly, that's like my biggest advice with people. Like, you know, obviously, you know, being single sucks. There's times when you're fucking lonely.
Yeah.
But you know what's worse? Being in a relationship with someone that you don't want to be in. Because it's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
And what were you going to say?
I was like, I feel like that's a lot of people that are like getting married and stuff.
God.
Like everyone's just like musical chairs. Hurry up. Like
that's what I'm saying. Stop having kids, okay?
It's
stop
stupid.
fulfilling like God's dream or like whatever, like what we're supposed to do as humans is procreate, but it doesn't matter. You could find a person another year or two.
Yeah, I'd rather like find the person I'm supposed to be with at like 35.
Yeah.
Than like find someone I'm like, okay. now. Sure. You're It'll all right. do.
I mean, with me especially, what I feel is that I have so many goals and aspirations right now. Mm-hmm. So that's something big with me. And kind of I've like dated here and there, but really like I've not even put myself out there, even wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like I'll do it enough. And I don't want to like go too much in because I know people are watching. But
the girl that you went on a date with is going to be like, what the fuck?
But yeah, no, I can't go too much into this because, yeah, she fucking will watch this. But I can't date someone if I like, listen, I want to make content. I want to, like, my dream is to, you know, get a big following on YouTube or TikTok and put time in. I did it on Instagram and I'm kind of done. I don't want to do it anymore. I did Mom County Memes. I accomplished that. Now I want to do other things. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as me, I'm like, I don't want to date someone because when I get home from work, I work in real estate, whatever, I don't want to go to dinner with someone like that. I don't want to feel like I have to do that stuff where when I get home, I get to make content.
Yeah.
So, and you shouldn't feel like that in a relationship. You should be like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to dinner with them. Mm-hmm. Not like, fuck, she texted me. Jesus Christ. Like, oh no.
If she's watching, she's going to be pissed.
No. This is like, it's like a few things.
You're going to edit that out, right?
Yeah. Cut this entire 20 minute date. It's going to be literally like before I even ask that question about like, hey, what do you think about dating if I just cut? And you're like, Max, what happened to that?
Wait, where was that whole segment?
Yeah. I'll just cut around me talking. It'll just be you talking.
Oh, great.
just your shit. But no, I agree. I feel like there's no rush.
Yeah.
Do you mind saying your age? I don't know how.
I'm 28.
28, okay.
28. How old are you?
20, about to turn 25.
Are you related to Mara Sobrano?
I am. Okay. That's my sister.
She was a year older than me.
Yeah, I want to say it. No, I think she's 30.
30?
Just about to turn 30.
I know she's Monmouth Beach. Yeah. And older than me.
Yeah. Maybe a year or two older than you. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I really don't know her age. I want to say 30.
Huh.
Yeah. But that's funny. That's Monmouth Beach people.
Monmouth Beach, we all know each other.
Very small town. Justin always calls it an inbred town. I say that's Seabright. I say that's I lived in Seabright while my house is getting rebuilt from Sandy. Okay. Seabright's more like,
yeah,
iffy.
Seabright's like very, very small.
Very small.
Just small, but.
But I don't know. There's like at least people that live in Monmouth Beach. I feel like year round. It's more like a community.
Mm-hmm.
But Seabright is like really in the summer. Like that's when it's banging.
Yeah.
Kind of like Belmar.
Yeah, my friend just got an apartment in Seabright, and except she always wants to go out around here. I'm like,
why'd you move there?
Yeah.
Well, that's why, like, as far as, like, my boy's like, yo, let's go to Donovan's tonight. Dude, I live here. I go out here on the weekends.
I know, I hate driving far.
Which Donovan's, like, they didn't, you know, they didn't care about masks and stuff for a long time, so that was the place to go to, like, where everyone, if you knew, it was so packed, like, even somewhat last summer, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But now this, like, you know, DJ's down here. Yeah. And you said you bartend? I mean, you don't have to say where, but.
I bartend at Jack's in Long Branch.
Oh, Goal Line Stand.
Yeah. Not right now because, I'm just not there yet, but I will be back.
So. I feel like, have you been there for a bit?
No, I was only there for like a year and then COVID happened. And
okay.
Like I had just started really getting in the groove.
Because we, like, that's like such a Monmouth bar. I feel like, yeah, we would have seen you there.
Yeah, I was like a Bud Light girl first back in the day. And then it was actually a sick job. It was like $100 an hour to go to bars and hand out t-shirts. And like, but when I started, I was like 21 and I was like, there was a girl there that was like 28 and pregnant. And
ooh,
like,
and
I was
like,
I'm not going to be 28 and doing this. And
yeah,
then like, I was turning 27. I'm like, I have to quit. I can't.
No.
And I quit. And then, but I met the owners of Jack's then and they were like, you want a bartend? I was like, I have no idea how to bartend. And they're like, how do you make a vodka cranberry?
That's like my fucking go-to drink. Tito's, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go with Tito's.
But then they were like, how do you open a Bud Light? I was like, they were like, you're hired. So I was like, okay, cool.
I didn't know if there was like a specific way to do that. That I'm like, Justin, we've been doing this wrong for years. It's
no.
Like, no, actually the bottom has like a little thing that you open it up and it just.
No, the owners are just so cool and nice and everything. So.
That's all. And they have banging fucking food.
Yeah. I was eating something.
How do you,
there,
yeah, how do you
night.
Not get like, I'm not gonna, like, if I worked there, forget it.
My step count went way up from like running around the bar.
Yeah.
So at the same time as I was eating all the food, my step count was going up, so it helped. But I was drinking a lot of tequila shots there, so.
Tequila's pretty healthy. That's what I justify myself by. Not healthy. Okay. It's I don't like drinking beer because beer, like, that's why Bar A Tuesdays beat the clock. Mm-hmm. I go there. I don't drink beer.
I just feel way too old for Bar A now. I'm like finally at that point where I go there. You're like still in your prime.
No. I felt really old the other night. There's like, I saw my buddy's little sister's friends and I'm like, they look like kids. And I was like,
it's wild. I went there as a beer girl, like at the end, right before I quit. And I was like, I had to have people sign up on an iPad for something. And this like kid that's like 21 was there. And I asked, and he's like, you're not 21, joking around. And I was like, did he just call me old?
That little fucker.
Never going back here again.
And that just scarred you?
Yeah. So.
No, I mean, like, as far as, like, Parker House is really fun, mm-hmm. it's, like, a different vibe. Like, when you go to DJs, you know what you're getting. You've only been there once.
Yeah.
It's the Staten Island shit.
Yeah. I feel like if I was drunk enough and, like, dancing, it'd be fun.
But. But you gotta be pretty obliterated to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, house music. Yeah. You know, like, Dimitri Vegas and stuff. Like, uh-huh. but... It's just, it's a vibe, like, especially on the dance floor, like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, a different crowd. You go to Parker House, like, guys are wearing Vineyard Vines, girls wearing sundresses, uh-huh. like, it's, look at the Manasquan crowd, like, Leggett's is really fun.
I like Leggett's a lot.
Porta, Asbury mm-hmm. Park, depends on, you know, what night you go. We've been going to Headliner a lot, like that.
Okay.
My friend Jordan's a bartender there. So.
I don't really remember that much.
It's big, like, it has that Oasis pool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just see, like, I go out mostly on the weekends, but do you work on the weekends? Is that why you can't go out then? Or?
And right now I'm not working, so I can technically go out there.
7 days a week? Fuck it.
Like 2 days.
Just fuck it. like, you're going out, you're ready for this 5 day bender that I see with everyone.
Yeah.
So you're actually going to DJs tonight then?
No, definitely not.
I think
Thursday. Do people go out on Thursdays?
Yeah. Come on, you're in Belmar. This is, like, we got to get you accustomed to
Actually,
this.
My friend was debating going to Leggett's. I was going to meet her for bingo because that was appealing. Because I really wanted wings.
Oh, that sounds banging. Alehouse usually has, like, that stuff, too. Like, they do, like, the trivia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo, though, not going to lie. That, like,
Bingo's fun.
It's fun, but I'm not going to lie. Like, when you said that, it makes me feel like a grandma 100. Thing. like, when you said that, I was like, oh, we're going to go play bingo tonight.
Oh, can you, like, edit this part out?
I will. Okay, the other shit, it'll just be go from you talking about dating to bingo. It's at an hour 16. It'll literally just be a minute, and it'll be, like, very slim about
Everyone's
nutrition.
Everyone's on steroids but me. The end.
Pretty much. Guys, she doesn't take Tren. She only does a shit ton of songs.
I know I look like I do, but...
you actually can't see with this turtleneck that I'm wearing. And I've been doing this I started wearing it as a joke like a while ago and uh-huh. people like really liked it.
Yeah.
But now that it's got to the summer, it's really hot.
You know, someone asked me on my question box one time like my biggest turnoff in men and I wrote that wearing turtlenecks was. And I hope you didn't see that. But you look great in that.
That's literally that SpongeBob thing where, like, Patrick's like, oh, that stupid white shirt. He's like, no, but it looks good on you, SpongeBob.
Oh, my God. I love SpongeBob. That was a great reference.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Crocs are number one seller on Amazon right now.
I thought you were going to say Crocs are the number two turn off. Imagine, like, this. Just, she describes a whole outfit. So, guys who wear the Apple Watch, rose gold, fucking gray suit. Do you want to tear me apart any other way?
The turtleneck looks good. I'm impressed.
I'm going, like, someone said, like, I had a mustache for a while because I was doing, like a whatever. They're like, yo, you look like French. And I was like, okay, like, I'll do that French look. But I don't know. I like the turtleneck just for the interviews. It's fucking weird. The Crocs, too.
I like it.
I could have worn anything. I actually have a shirt from Dom Mazzetti that says, what is it? It's like about gain. Oh my God. It's like the Swoley Bible or something. Not that. Oh my. Reps for Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Great shirt. So yeah, I think I'm going to end the interview on that last part. So thank you. My self-esteem's at an all-time low.
I was saying it looks good. I was surprised.
I had, do you know, you obviously know Bon Jovi?
Yes.
So David Bryan is a keyboardist in the band. His daughter, Gabby, is a New York City comedian. So she actually, from Cold Snack, she came on the podcast like a year ago. She said something similar to that about what I was wearing. And I was like, you know what? Like, fuck you. Like, we were going back and forth. But she's like really like comedian. Like, she was going at me. And she was like, honestly, show me your Tinder right now. So like for 20 minutes, she was tearing apart my Tinder.
Now I kind of want to see it, but.
No, I'll show it to you off camera. I'm okay. not, okay, because you're going to be nice, but she was literally like, are you fucking kidding me? Like this, you look so fucking stupid. And I'm like, listen, I'm not using it for fucking like, it's like amazing. Okay, I'm not like looking for the love of my life.
Wait, so you're not looking for the love of your life, but you're on Tinder?
Yeah, we already talked about this. Tinder's like, oh, is that joking?
Actually using my dating apps to find the love of my life.
So I'm on there to basically fuck up your whole life then, because like I'm part of the group on there just a meme.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna catfish someone like that show on MTV.
okay,
I don't like go for it. I'm saying a lot of people use it as a self-esteem booster. Okay, I'm not gonna openly be like, hey, let me just like lead you on for 3 months, make you think we're gonna get married on the wedding day, see ya. At least, you know, what I'll do is I'll just marry very rich, get divorced, and then just have that money, invest in Dogecoin, move to somewhere tropical.
Interesting.
Maybe Puerto Rico so I could just surf. A lot of New Jersey people there, so I'll fit in.
I like it.
I already got that set. Like, I already got the plan. So, girls, if you're rich and you're looking to get married to a guy who's pretty sarcastic, pretty funny, wears turtlenecks, according to Jenny, pretty big turnoff. But aside from that, maybe you're French and you like this. Yeah. So, Jenny, where can they find you on your socials?
Jenny Rich Fit on Instagram and everything else.
YouTube.
TikTok. I think it's like Jenny Rich. Honestly, I'm not sure. I'm really bad with my TikTok. I need to get on that.
You got to post every day.
I know. I had like a couple of viral videos. Like one got like 1.3 million views. And it was like an embarrassing one. I like last minute decided.
Wait, what do you
post.
Mean embarrassing?
It was like, I don't know. This girl posted like her like boyfriend had decorated the room and everything like that, all nice and like extravagant and everything like that. And I was like, eye roll. And she like being super
jealous.
Bitter.
You're so like jealous fucking and bitter bitch. Over here.
No, but I had an ex-boyfriend who used to do that too. And it was like kind of like a shitty relationship. And I'm like, oh, I remember when I would post that stuff. So like, of course I did like a little side video. I'm like, I was in that relationship. It was the worst relationship in
my life. Oh my God.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like that bitter, but like, it was kind of supposed to be funny, but it didn't end up being funny. Anyway, it blew up and everybody was like agreeing with me and all this stuff. And like her boyfriend was like, thanks a lot for like taking our nice video and making it. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, that's the kind of concept I dig.
It like literally. Really, that's the kind of thing that like blows up, but I didn't expect it. And
well, you know what? A lot of people are thinking that. They're like, that's so lovey-dovey. And if it's like you're a guy in a relationship, you know your girlfriend's going to send you that and be like,
and
listen,
be like,
fucker. Yeah. Why aren't you doing this? Stop setting the bar so high, guys. If you're going to, here's my idea. If guys are going to do nice things for their girlfriends, keep it off social media.
No pictures.
You don't need to make evidence. Okay. You don't need to set the standard so high for us guys, you know. If we could just basically say, if you're in a relationship, you can say, I love you like once a week. That's sufficient.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like it's like showy and like not authentic, but or genuine. But it could be. I could just be bitter and old. Can you cut this out too?
Yeah, just bitter and old. Jenny Rich Fit, bitter and old. That's going to be the name of this, featuring Jenny Rich Fit, aka Bitter and Old. Yeah, I'm going to send this to her for review, and she's literally going to be like, use from 4 to 6 minutes. Everything else?
Perfect.
Do what you want except for post it.
Yeah.
So guys, thank you very much for watching the 34th episode of the MCM podcast. I didn't think I would get roasted today and have my confidence pretty shot. So, yeah, I'm depressed now. Thank you very much. No, I'm kidding. It couldn't faze me. I'm going to wear this either way.
I said it looks good and I meant it.
Thank you very much. So guys, if you like this episode, comment below. Let me know what else I'm really bad at in terms of my fashion. Because I won't listen to you and I'll still keep eating 7-Eleven pizza. I'm going to be wearing these Crocs and I'm just going to do my own thing. Catch me on Tinder. I mean, I didn't delete my profile. I don't have the app right now. So you're probably going to see me.
He's not looking for love.
not looking. You never fall in love at the Jersey Shore. Okay, you know that. Did Sammy's sweetheart say that? Sammy and Ron. Ronnie did say that, and then they dated for like years.
Yeah.
And now Ronnie's like a piece of shit, and there's all like those domestic violence charges.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, watch the Jersey Shore before Ronnie does all that stuff. We'll catch you on the next episode, and thank you for watching. See ya.